Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Lord decides once and for all to settle the leadership issue. Quote, "Get from them a rod, from all their leaders according to their fathers' houses, 12 rods. Write each man's name on his rod, and you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi." That's Numbers 17, verses 2 and 3. The rod, like a part of a family tree, represented each tribe branching out from the others. So 12 sticks were used, similar to Moses' rod, wielded with authority in God's service. What is God up to? The 12 rods, plus Aaron's, were placed in the tabernacle and left overnight. The next day, behold, the rod of Aaron had sprouted and put forth buds, had produced blossoms, and yielded ripe almonds. Verse 8. Imagine that. The others were just dry sticks. Moses displayed them before the people. Nothing more needed to be said. The Hebrew word for almond also means watchful, and is used in this way in Jeremiah 1, verses 11 and 12. What do you see? I see an almond, shaked, the hastening tree, that which first awakes. You have well seen, for I will hasten, or watch over, shaked, my word. The almond tree, the harbinger of spring, gives the first blossoms, appearing in January or February. The menorah had been fashioned to look like almond branches, linking spiritual life and light. Aaron's rod, said the Lord, should be placed permanently in the Ark of the Testimony, quote, to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die. Verse 10. Again, the people overreacted. Quote, surely we die, we perish, we all perish. Verse 12. No, this was so they wouldn't die, so they would learn the lesson that submission to God's rule is the happy way to live. Of course, in the grand scheme, it pictures Christ, our great high priest, whose right it is to rule in resurrection life.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.